Good morning, everyone.
各位早安。
It's a privilege for me to be here this morning.
今天早上能够在你们众人面前站着，我觉得是一个荣幸。
I've been serving at RCCC since November of 1999.
我从去年十一月开始就在洛克教会服事。
And I have learned a lot.
我在这个过程中间学了很多东西。
And I have greatly appreciated the friendship of many of the people of this church.
我非常感恩，为着这个教会里面有许多人，我成为能够跟我成为朋友，我觉得很感恩。
People have been very welcoming of me.
他们都非常欢迎我。
And have been very helpful to me.
而且对我有很多的帮助。
And we are very thankful for RCCC and their ministry in our lives.
因为我们非常感谢洛克教会坐在我们生命里面的服事。
I also want to thank Elder Huang and Pastor Huang for their help in my internship as a graduate of Biblical Seminary in Pennsylvania.
我要特别谢谢黄牧师跟黄长老，他在我这个神学院的实习上面给我许多的帮助。
This morning I'm going to be talking about prayer.
今天早晨我想跟各位分享关于祷告。
I have a friend who was a missionary pilot in Africa for many years.
我有个朋友，他在非洲做一个宣教士，他是开飞机的，一个飞机师。
He worked in the country of Nigeria.
他在奈及利亚工作。
Nigeria, which is just south of the Sahara Desert.
这个国家刚好在沙漠的南边。
In their dry season, there is a dust that blows in from the desert.
然后在干旱的季节的时候，常有那个尘暴吹到这个国家里面。
The winds carry a fine particulate dust so that you can't see more than 5 or 6 feet in front of you.
然后这个尘暴来的时候，这个空气里面充满这种细的沙尘，你眼睛能够看的大概只有眼前五六尺左右。
They call it harmattan.
他们叫做 harmattan.
One day, my friend Gary was flying over this dust.
有一天，我这个朋友他名叫 Gary， 他就在这个尘暴里面开飞机飞过去。
He had just reached a cruising altitude and settled back and poured himself a cup of coffee.
他刚好到达那个可以巡航的高度，他就于是就放松，自己倒一杯咖啡，想要享受一下。
He and his 10 passengers were getting ready for an easy flight.
然后他机上十名乘客觉得也是一个应该是一个蛮顺利的一个航行。
When all of a sudden the oil pressure warning light came on in the plane.
可是突然间飞机上面那个油压的灯亮了。
The engine was receiving no oil pressure and he knew that it would stop running very soon.
原来引擎发觉没有油压，他知道引擎很快就没有动力了。
So Gary immediately prayed that God would help him land the plane.
所以 Gary 马上向神祷告，求神帮助他能够把使飞机安全降落。
But he couldn't see the ground because of this dust, this harmattan.
可是因为这个 harmattan 一个风暴的缘故，沙暴的缘故，他看不到地面。
So he prayed, God, if I can land this plane, only you can help me land this plane.
所以他跟神说，我没有办法降落，除非你来帮助我，我没有办法安全降落这个飞机。
He did something else after he prayed.
他祷告完以后，他做了一件事情。
He looked and he saw his cup of coffee he had just poured.
他看着他刚刚倒出来那杯咖啡。
And he said to himself,Well, this might be the last cup of coffee I ever drink, so I may as well enjoy it.
他看着这杯咖啡，他说：“也许是我一生最后一杯咖啡，最好好好享受一下吧。”
So, the plane starts to go down, and suddenly the dust clears a little bit.
所以当飞机慢慢往下掉的时候，突然间看到那个尘暴开始，离开，开始没有了。
And he sees a field.With only one tree in it, and he decides to land the plane in that field.
那个时候他又看见一片田野，上面只有一棵树，所以他决定应该要在这里降落。
So he brings the plane down with the landing gear up. He brings the plane down on its belly.
所以他把轮子放下来，准备飞机降落。
And everyone is safe.
所有人都安全的降落。
As the passengers get out of the plane, they say this to him.
当这些乘客离开这个飞机，从飞机踏出来的时候，他们向他这样说。
They say, we were very scared for a few minutes.
我们上面那几分钟吓死了。
Until we saw you drink that coffee.
一直到我们看到你开始享受在喝那杯咖啡的时候。
Then we figured everything must be okay.
那我们就觉得大概所有事情都安全了。
If only they had known what he was really thinking.
他们不知道他心里面在想什么。
Well, Gary told this story at a church on furlough the following year.
所以Gary 在他安息年那年在他教会里面讲这个故事。
And a woman came up to him after the service.
然后主日崇拜以后有一位女士跑到他面前。
And she said, was that October, I don't remember the date, was that October 10th?
他说是不是那个某年某月那一天的事情啊。
He said, yeah, that was the date.
Gary 说对就是那一天。
She said, that was the day I was awakened in the middle of the night and had a desperate need to pray for you, and I prayed.
她说那天就是我半夜突然间觉得心里面有个催逼一定要起来为你祷告我就起来为你祷告同一个时间。
Now as people who are planning to serve the Lord overseas, that's the kind of person we want praying for us.
为了这些神的工人在海外要服侍主的这种祷告的勇士就是他们所要寻找的。
That's the kind of person we want to be.
这种祷告勇气也是我们希望能够成为的。
The kind of person who will pray in response to God's leading.
就是这些愿意祷告回应神的呼召而祷告的人。
We've all been there, right?
我们都有过类似的经历对不对
we felt prompted to pray at an inconvenient time.
我们常常在我们觉得不方便的时候觉得神催逼我们去祷告。
And sometimes when that happens, we suddenly have a very high view of the sovereignty of God.
所以当这事情发生的时候我们突然间对于神的主权有个更新的看法。
We say, well, God will take care of the situation. I don't really need to pray about it.
那我们常常心里面说哦神会掌管一切我们不需要太担心。
Because God is sovereign.
因为神有主权。
The Bible teaches that God is in control of the universe.
圣经教导我们神掌管整个宇宙。
He knows the end from the beginning.
他从头到末了每样事情他都知道。
But the Bible also says that our prayers make a difference.
可是圣经也教导说我们的祷告是有果效的。
That our prayers are powerful and effective.
我们的祷告是有能力有影响力的。
For years, people struggled. For many years, people have struggled over this issue, over these questions.
很多年以来人们都在为这两个真理中间一直在挣扎。
If God is sovereign,
假如神有主权掌管一切
What does it matter if I pray?
那我祷告有什么用呢
So people have come to one or the other false conclusion.
所以人们会达到两样错误的结论在其中一样。
There are some who say, well, prayer doesn't really matter, it only changes us.
所以有的人说祷告其实是没有什么用的只是改变我们而已。
And they say, well, prayer, it gives us confidence and encourages us. So that's really what happens when we pray.
他们认为祷告只会提升我们的自信帮助我们所以祷告其实只有这种功效。
It's true, prayer does give us confidence. But is that all there is to prayer?
对没错祷告真的会给我们自信心激励我们可是祷告只有这样吗
Well, now other people say, well, actually, God doesn't know exactly what's going to happen in the world.
那另外一方面的人说神完全不知道世界上面要发生什么事情。
And our prayers, they give God suggestions. They tell God what to do.
所以我们的祷告好像是跟神给一些建议告诉神该怎么做。
I don't think that's true.
我不认为这样是对的。
As if God were to say, hey, that's a good idea, Paul. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe I'll do that.
听起来好像说神说哎保罗这个意见好像很好很棒我试试看好不好。
What the Bible teaches is that God is sovereign and that our prayers are effective.
可是圣经教导我们神有主权可是我们的祷告也是有功效。
I think this passage in Genesis 18 teaches
我想在创世纪第十八章刚才所读的这段经文教导我们
teaches that God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out His plans.
神教导我们说他有主权去选择我们拣选我们的祷告来进行他的计划。
God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out His plans.
神有主权选择使用我们的祷告去成就他的计划。
In Genesis 18, God used the prayers of Abraham to carry out His plans.
在创世纪十八章，神拣选亚伯拉罕的祷告来完成他的计划。
That may not be obvious when you first read it.
当你刚刚开始读这段经文可能这一点并不是明显
so let's take a look.
所以让我们再深入一点看
In verse 17 of Genesis 18
在十八章十七节
God reveals his plan to Abraham.
神向亚伯拉罕显明他的计划，他的心意。
He tells Abraham what he's about to do.
他告诉亚伯拉罕他将要做什么事情。
He says, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?
他说我所行的事岂可隐瞒亚伯拉罕呢？
Then he goes on in verses 20 and 21 and tells him that he's about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以他继续在21节里面讲说他准备要去毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉这两个地方。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你各位一个问题。
Why would Abraham care if Sodom and Gomorrah were about to be destroyed?
亚伯拉罕为什么要关心说索多玛、俄摩拉会被毁灭呢？
Why?
为什么？
Lot, yeah.
Yeah, 对，我们听到罗德。
Yeah, his nephew Lot lived there.
因为他的侄子罗德住在那边。
So God tells Abraham what he's about to do so that Abraham can pray.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕他将要做什么以致亚伯拉罕能够祷告。
The next thing that God does, he gives Abraham a special opportunity to pray about Lot.
第二样事情是神给亚伯拉罕一个特殊的机会去为一些事情祷告。
Look at verse 22.
让我们看22节。
Says, the men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord.
这里说二人转身离开那里向索多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华的面前。
Now we learn later that the men, that the two men are angels.
我们后来知道这两个人就是两个天使。
The angels went on to Sodom, but God stayed there with Abraham.
这两个天使继续往索多玛去，可是亚伯拉罕仍然站在神面前。
See, Abraham remained standing before the Lord, which means God stayed there with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕站在神面前的意思就是说，神仍然站在那个地方面对面跟他。
Why do you think God stayed there with Abraham?
为什么神要跟亚伯拉罕站在那个地方呢？
Maybe, you know, he had just had a meal. Sarah had just fed them. Maybe God ate too much and couldn't go any further.
他们刚刚吃饱饭，也许神吃太饱，所以他走不动，对不对
？Sarah is such a good cook. I can't go any further.
他说：“哦，我吃好饱，那个 Sarah 煮菜煮得很好，我现在不想动了。”
Or maybe God said, "Son, that place. I'm not going that place. You go without me. Tell me what you find out."
也许神说：“索多玛那个地方，我不要去那个地方。也许你先去，回来告诉我那边有什么。”
No.God stayed there so that Abraham could talk to him about what God had just revealed to him.
不是，因为神站在那边，所以亚伯拉罕能够告诉他我的想法是什么。
It's as if God were saying, "Come on, Abraham, I just told you something important. Talk to me about it."
所以换句话说，神要亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕来吧，我刚刚跟你讲一个很重要事情，你告诉我你的想法是什么。
So then Abraham prayed.
所以亚伯拉罕就祷告。
It may not sound like a prayer, right?
看起来好像不是一个祷告，对不对？
You know, the 50, 45, 40.
你知道50个人45个人40个人这样一直下去。
It may sound like bargaining for the price of a souvenir in Beijing, right?
好像去北京买那个纪念品跟他讨价还价一样。
But it was a prayer.
可是这是一个祷告。
Abraham was concerned about Lot and that Abraham was concerned that God would not destroy the city with Lot there.
亚伯拉罕很关心，因为罗德住在这边，亚伯拉罕希望神不会毁灭那个地方。
And God answered his prayer.
神回应他的祷告。
That's why he read verse 19 in chapter 19, verse 29.
这是为什么刚才我们读到第十九章第二十九节的缘故。
So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe and overthrew the cities where Lot had lived.
当神要毁灭索多玛的时候，他纪念到亚伯拉罕的心意，他把罗德拯救出来。
God revealed the need.
神把需要呈现出来。
He prompted the prayer.
他催逼我们要去祷告。
Abraham prayed.
亚伯拉罕回应就祷告。
And God answered.
然后神就回答。
It's not just true of Abraham, it's true of all disciples.
这不单只是在亚伯拉罕身上发生的，也在所有的门徒身上发生。
Because God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out His plans.
因为神在他的主权里面特别拣选你跟我的祷告来完成成就他的计划。
God uses the prayers of His people to carry out His plans.
神使用他子民的祷告来成就他的计划。
So we have God used Abraham's prayer to carry out his plans. God uses the prayers of his people to carry out his plans.
所以神使用亚伯拉罕的祷告，也使用我们的祷告来成就他的计划。
When God revealed himself to Abraham, the same way God has revealed himself to us.
神向亚伯拉罕显现，同样的，神也向我们显现。
He has given us his word.
他把他的话语赐给我们。
Look at, I want you to turn to the New Testament, to Luke chapter 17.
我们一起翻到路加福音，新约的路加福音第十七章。新约的路加福音第十七章。
There's a passage there that talks about our passage in Genesis.
这里有一段特别提到我们刚才所读的创世纪十八章的这个故事。路加福音第十七章。
Jesus said,
17章28节，我读给大家听。又好像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。到罗德出索多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。人子显现的日子也要这样。
Notice, he's telling them about a judgment to come.
注意，在这里特别讲到说关于要即将要来的审判。
He's telling them about a judgment that will catch people in our day by surprise.
这里讲到说这个审判的来到在我们的日子中间使得每一个人都惊慌。
One day the Lord will come.
有一天主要再来。
But every day there are people who die and go to see the Lord.
可是每一天都有人过世去见主面。
The judgment comes without anyone knowing when.
然后审判的日子来到，没有人知道是什么时候。
So God has revealed to us that there is a judgment to come.
所以神向我们显明说，有一个审判即将要来到。
And in other places in the Bible, it teaches us.
在像圣经其他地方教导我们。
That the result of this judgment will be based on our relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个审判的结果取决于我们跟主耶稣的关系。
We have been made aware that this judgment is coming.
我们已经被告知说审判要来了。
Now look at the very next thing that Jesus tells his disciples.
看看耶稣借着告诉他的门徒们第二样事情是什么。
He gives them, at the end of 17, he gives them some details about what will happen on that day.
在十七章最末了的时候，他开始告诉他们一些审判日子来到那天的一些详细情形是怎么样的。
But the very next thing he says is chapter 18, verse 1.
可是接着下来在十八章第一节他所说的。
Don't let the chapter divisions fool you.
不要让这个章节的分别影响你。
They're not in the original New Testament.
在新约原文里面并没有分章节。
The very next thing Jesus said.
耶稣接下来马上说的事情是。
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them.
他告诉他们一个比喻，显明给他们看。
To show them that they should always pray and never give up.
是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
He has revealed the need to us.
他把需要显明给我们看。
And he has told us that we should pray and not give up.
他就告诉我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
One reason we've been told about this judgment is that we can pray for people.
审判的日子之所以为什么要告诉我们有审判来到，就是要告诉我们让我们要祷告。
All of us have nephews like Lot. All of us have loved ones like Lot who need to hear about God.
我们都有亲戚朋友，就好像亚伯拉罕有罗德一样，都是我们所关心的。
And God has made His judgment aware, made us aware of His judgment.
神让我们知道他有审判的日子要来到。
So that we can pray for them.
所以你能够为他们祷告。
That He will rescue them.
然后他就拯救他们。
There's a big crusade this weekend in New York.
刚刚过这个周末在纽约有一个大的布道会。
Many people will go.
很多人会去。
Many people will go forward.
很多人会在跑到讲台面前。
We've been called to pray for them.
我们被呼召来为他们祷告。
And not give up.
然后不要灰心。
It's a privilege.
这是一个特权。
And it's a responsibility.
也是我们的责任。
If we are the kind of people who will pray.
假如我们是愿意祷告的人。
If we are the kind of people who will pray.
假如我们是愿意祷告的人。
God will sovereignly use us to bring people into faith in Christ.
他的主权会使用你的祷告使得人得救。
Because God is sovereign.
因为神有主权。
And he will only use those he knows who will pray.
他只使用那些他知道他一定会祷告的人。
So if we are the kind of person who will pray in response to his prompting,
所以当神催逼我们的时候，我们是那种要回应他的催逼的人，要去祷告。
He will place people in our lives for the very purpose that we pray for them.
他会把人们带到我们生命中间，为的目的就是我们能够为他们祷告。
Children, grandchildren,
孩子们，孙儿女们。
Friends, co-workers,
你的朋友，你的同事，同工。
Neighbors,
你的邻舍。
These people have been placed in our lives so that we can pray for them.
这些人之所以进入到我们生命中间，就是为了我们能够为他们祷告。
Because God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out His plans.
因为神在他主权里面特别拣选使用我们的祷告来成就他的计划。
Let me give you some more examples.
让我再给你们一些例子。
This one is from my own life.
这是我自己个人的生命的经历。
Some of you know, I used to work for a Bristol-Myers Squibb in New Brunswick.
有人知道我在 New Brunswick 那个药厂里面做事。
And every day as I drove to work, I would pass on a Milltown Road.
每天我开车去上班的时候，我经过 Milltown Road.
I would pass the home of Tina, the psychic reader advisor.
在这个路上有一个房子，上面写 Tina, 就是一个看相算命的人。
Palm reader.
看手相的人。
And,As I passed one day, as I drove past this building,
有一天我经过这个同鱼塘像平常一样经过这个房子的时候
，It struck me what a shame this is.
然后突然间临到我一个是这个事情是何等的羞耻。
God has blessed us in this country tremendously.
神在这个国家一直不断的祝福我们。
He has given us far more than we deserve.
他给我们远远超过我们所值得得到的。
He has made us rich.
他使得我们富裕。
He has given us much knowledge.
他给我们许多的知识。
He's given us the ability to. He's given us so much, and he's given us a lot. He's given us much.
他给我们非常丰富。
And yet, when there's uncertainties in our lives,
可是当我们碰到生命里面一些不能掌握的情况的时候
，Our people turn to Satan for help.
我们的人们就跑去找这些看相的人。去寻求帮助
to find out the future from him,
希望从他们那边得知未来的事情
instead of trusting in the Lord,
而不去信靠主
What a shame this is.
这何等羞耻的事情
It struck me what an insult this is to the Holy God.
那天早上我特别感受到这个对神是何等大的侮辱
So I prayed.
所以我就为这个事情祷告
I said, God, close this place.
主啊你关闭这个地方
I prayed.
所以我就祷告
Why is that funny?
你们为什么笑
Every day as I drove past, I prayed that God would close that place.
每一天我经过这个房子的时候，我就祷告求主你关闭这个地方。
Now this part is funny. Some days,
下面那个比较好笑。
Depending on my attitude, I might pray different things.
每一天看我的态度是怎么样，我会为不同的方向来祷告。
Maybe I'd pray, you know, it'd be lightning or earthquake or you know, fire.
有时候我祷告说雷轰闪电、地震。把这地方毁了。
Other days I might pray, God, change Tina's heart.
有的日子我求主改变这个看相的人的心。
That she would come to faith in Christ.
使得他能够在信心里面能够来到主的面前。
And repent of this and close this business.
然后悔改关闭这个地方。
So I prayed.
所以我就祷告。
Well, 2 years went by. Every day, almost every day, I prayed as I passed this place.
这样有两年时间，我每天经过这个地方我就祷告。
August 1997 was my last day of work.
八月一九九七年八月，我最后一天上班的时候。
And I was anxious as I drove there to see what had happened to this building.
我很焦急，想希望看到我经过这个房子有什么事情吗
？It was 7:30 in the morning.
早上七点半。
Not only was it there, the lights were on. There's a big open neon light sign.
不单我看到的不单只这个 building 继续在那边，而且还有一个大的霓虹灯的广告说 open 营业。
It was as if Satan were rubbing my nose in it. Ah, I'm still here.
好像撒旦对着我说：“你看，我还在这里。”
4 months later, I went back.
四个月之后，我再回去。
For a seminar in December.
在十二月我，我去一个神学院的时候。
And since I lived in a different place, I actually had to go out of my way to go past this building.
那个时候我已经搬到别的地方去，所以我要经过那个地方，我要特别绕路回去。
I wanted to see what had happened.
因为我想看看到底有没有事情发生。
It was gone.
那个不见了。
There were four houses in a row that had been converted into offices.
然后在路上面有四个 building 全部改成一个大的办公室。
All of them were empty.
全部都是空的。
They had four for sale signs, one in each one.
每一个房子上面都有一个卖的一个广告。
God had heard my prayers and answered.
神垂听我的祷告，而且回应了。
He revealed to me in His Word what a shame that was.
他借着他的话语，使我知道这样一个事情是何等羞辱的事情。What
an insult it is to him.
这个对神是一种羞辱。
He prompted me to pray that day.
那天他催逼我祷告。I
prayed.
我就祷告。For
years.
祷告了几年。
And he answered.
他回应。That's
the point.
这个是重点。See?
He prompted and he answered.
他催逼，他回应。
Another example. Many of you know Hudson Taylor.
另外一个例子，你们很多人知道戴德生。
The great servant in China.
在中国是神所重用的一个仆人。
Do you know how Hudson Taylor became a Christian?
你知道戴德生是怎么样重生得救的吗？
He was a teenager.
他那个时候是一个十来岁的青少年。
He was not very interested in the Lord.
他对主一点兴趣都没有。
And one day he was bored.
有一天他觉得非常无聊苦闷。
And this was before the days of Nintendo.
这个是有 Nintendo 这些 game 之前的很久的时候。
So he went into his father's study to find something to read.
所以他跑到他父亲的书房去找一些书看看。
And he found a gospel tract.
他那个时候找到一个关于福音的小册子。
Now he had seen them before.
他以前看过。
So he knew how they worked.
他知道里面写什么东西。
He knew they'd have a nice story and then a sermon at the end.
他知道他有一个小小的故事，然后最后是会有一个讲道。
So his plan was to read the story, just skip the sermon at the end.
所以他计划说只看那个有趣的故事，后面那个讲道不看了。
So he talks about it in one of his books.
所以在他所写的一本书里面就谈到这个事情。
He says that he sat down totally unconcerned about salvation.
他那天他说他回忆到讲到说他那天他坐下来想要看书，一点对救恩一点兴趣都没有。
He decided to read the book, but he figured if there was any salvation, it wasn't for him.
然后他就开始看这本书，然后他发觉，假如里面有救赎，这个大概也不是为我而设。
But he says, little did I know what was going on in the heart of my dear mother.
可是他说，我那天完全不知道我母亲心里面在想什么。
70 or 80 miles away.
那时候母亲离开他70、80里之外。
She got up from the dinner table that afternoon.
然后他妈妈在那天晚餐。 那天下午在晚餐桌前面，他站起来。
With an intense yearning for the conversion of her son.
然后突然间心里面有一个非常强烈的催逼，催逼他说为他儿子的救赎。
And she realized that since she wasn't at home, she had some extra time.
然后他突然间发觉他是有时间可以为他祷告。
She had less responsibility, so she had some free time.
他没有太多的家务，所以他有一些空闲的时间。
And she considered this a special opportunity to pray for her son.
所以她觉得这是一个很特殊的机会，可以为她儿子祷告。
She went to her room and turned the key in the door.
所以她跑到她房间里面把门锁起来。
Resolved not to leave the spot until her prayers were answered.
她下定决心，除非我的祷告蒙神垂听，否则我不出来。
Hour after hour, that dear mother prayed.
大德生母亲就这样一个钟头一个钟头的在祷告。
Until at length she could pray no longer.
一直到她祷告不下去。But
she had to praise God for what she knew He had already done.
所以她却为了知道她神将要成就的事情，她向神献上感恩。
The conversion of her only son.
这个感恩就是说感谢神使她的儿子能够重生得救。
She didn't know it, but there he was. In his father's study, reading that little book.
那个时候，他母亲的祷告时，他不知道戴德生在他父亲的书房里面正在读那本小书。
And he says that as he was reading, he was struck with the phrase, "the finished work of Christ."
当戴德生回忆说，他在读这本书的时候，他被一句话大大的感动，就是说，基督已经完成了工作。
It is finished.
已经完成了。
He said, "What is finished?"
他就问说，到底完成了什么？
And the answer came to him, a full and perfect atonement for sin.
然后突然间，答案临到他心里面说，完成了救赎的恩典。
And he said, "Well, if the work is finished, what is there left for me to do?"
然后他就想说，假如已经成就了，那我能做什么呢？
And the answer came back, "Nothing. There is nothing I can do except fall on my knees and accept this Savior and His salvation."
答案再一次回到他心里面说。 不需要做什么，你只要跪下来接受就好了。
Well, his mother came back 2 weeks later.
两个礼拜之后，他妈妈回来。
And he says, I was the first to meet her at the door and tell her I had such glad news to give.
戴德生说，我是第一个在门口迎接我妈妈，把这个好消息告诉她的。
He writes, I can almost feel that dear mother's arms around my neck.
他写下来说，我几乎感觉到我妈妈的膀臂围绕着我的脖子。
As she pressed me to her heart and said, I know my boy, I have been rejoicing for a fortnight in the glad tidings you have to tell.
然后他妈妈就跟他说，我的儿子，我知道有这个事情发生。
Teller says, you would agree with me, it would be strange indeed if I were not a believer in the power of prayer.
然后大德上说，你一定会同意的，我假如不是祷告的果效，我不可能成为一个信徒。
You see, God had revealed the need to them.
你看，神把需要呈现给他们看。
He gave them a special opportunity to pray.
给他们一个特殊的机会可以去祷告。
They prayed.
然后他们就祷告。
And he answered.
然后神就回应。
God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out his plans.
神的主权特别拣选你跟我的祷告来成就他的计划。
Are we the kind of person who will pray in response to his prompting?
我们是不是那种人可以去回应神的催逼而祷告的？
God may prompt us at an inconvenient time.
神可能在你觉得很不方便的时间催逼你。
In the middle of the night.
可能是半夜。
Or the middle of an important meeting.
或者是在一个重要的会议的中间。
Are we the type of people who can stop what we're doing and pray?
我们是不是能够放下手边的工作就祷告？
Because God has prompted us.
因为神催逼我们，我们就放下工作来祷告。
Remember, this is not necessarily a one-time thing.
记得这个不是一个一次就完成的事情。
I don't mean we don't pray until we feel, you know, oh, now I have to pray.
然后我并不是说我们说要去祷告，我觉得哎，我这个需要祷告。
We may pray for several years for the same thing.
我们可能为同样的事情祷告近年很多年。
But God is not in a hurry.
可是神并不是那么急的。
He reveals the need. He gives us the opportunity to pray, and He answers as we pray.
他把需要呈现在我们面前，他给我们机会祷告，然后他回应我们的祷告。
He will count on us to pray if we are the type of people who will pray in response to His leading.
假如我们顺服这样一个引领，他就会靠我们的祷告来成就他的事情。
Will God use our prayers, yours and mine, to carry out His plans?
神会不会用你跟我的祷告成就他的计划？
What kind of a person will God use to pray in response to His prompting?
神会使用哪一些人来去催逼他们，使他们祷告呢？
Well, let's ask, you know, Abraham is our model. Let's look at what kind of a person was Abraham.
亚伯拉罕好像是我们一个模范，我们先看看亚伯拉罕是怎么样一个人。
What qualities did Abraham possess?
亚伯拉罕身上有一些什么特质？
Actually, let's start with what qualities did Abraham did he not possess?
也许我们说亚伯拉罕没有什么特质。
Was Abraham perfect in his faith?
亚伯拉罕是不是在信心中间是一个完美的人呢？
I mean, we know that Abraham was a man of faith, right? This of Hebrews.
我们从希伯来书知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父，对不对？
But was he perfect in his faith?
可是他的信心是不是完整的呢？
No.
不是。
Just two chapters later.
就只隔两章而已，圣经上面只隔两章。
In chapter 18, God had made Abraham this amazing promise that he will have a son through Sarah.
在十八章里面，神给亚伯拉罕一个应许，说他会有一个儿子。
And just two chapters later,
两章之后,
Abraham moves to Gerar and lets Abimelech marry his wife.
然后亚伯拉罕搬离开了以后，他就去娶了另外女人。
You know, as you're reading, you think, Abraham, what are you doing?
好像你在读的时候，你说亚伯拉罕你在干什么？
Abraham was not perfect in his faith.
亚伯拉罕的信心并不是完美的信心。
Well, was Abraham an eloquent praying person?
亚伯拉罕是不是一个很忠心在祷告的人呢？
In other words, were his prayers so well worded that God had to answer him?
亚伯拉罕的祷告是不是辞藻华丽，然后使得神会垂听他的祷告呢？
No.
也不是。
No, we just decided his prayer sounded more like buying a car than praying.
你看，我们看他的祷告好像是在去买一部车子一样。不太像一个祷告。
He wasn't an eloquent prayer.
他的祷告并不漂亮。
That's not what God's looking for either.
神也不是要寻求这种辞藻华丽的祷告。
Did Abraham have extensive theological training?
亚伯兰是不是有很深刻的神学的训练呢？
Or as Wilson and I would say, expensive theological training.
或是我们读过神学院说是昂贵的神学训练。
That's not funny in Mandarin, I guess. 对，
不太好笑，是吧？
No, he didn't, right?
不是，他也不是。
The account of Abraham's life begins in Genesis chapter 12.
亚伯拉罕的生活从十二章里面开始，创世纪十二章。
Which means all the scripture that Abraham could have had in writing is Genesis 1 through 11.
就好像说亚伯拉罕手上的圣经只有创世纪一到十一章而已。
Abraham could read the whole Bible in a year with no problem.
亚伯拉罕一年读经一遍绝对没有问题。
He did not have extensive theological training.
他没有深刻的神学训练。
What are some of the qualities that Abraham did possess?
那亚伯拉罕到底有什么特质？
By the way, it is not that extensive theological training isn't worthwhile.
顺便才一提，不是说深刻的神学训练没有用啊。
But in particular, regarding prayer, it's not necessary.
可是在祷告里面，这个不是要求，这个不是条件。
What is necessary?
到底什么是必须的？
First of all,We see from chapter 18 that Abraham was watchful.
首先我们在十八章里面看到亚伯拉罕有一个特质就是他警醒。
Earlier in the chapter, Abraham, we didn't read this part.
我们没有读这个地方在前面一点。
But earlier in the chapter, Abraham was sitting in front of his tent.
在十八章开始的时候提到亚伯拉罕坐在他的帐篷外面。
Three men approached the tent.
有三个人向着帐篷走过来。
And Abraham knew that one of them was God.
然后亚伯兰知道其中一个是神。
Abraham recognized God when he came.
亚伯兰当神来的时候，亚伯兰知道是神。
Are we the type of people who recognize God at work around us?
我们是不是这种人说神在我们周围，我们很警觉他的存在。
He was watchful for God.
他对神非常警醒。
Also, Abraham was concerned.
另外是亚伯兰非常关心。
He cared enough about Lot to intercede.
他关心罗德到一个地步，他愿意为他祷告。
You know, Abraham could have said,
亚伯兰可以说
He could have said, that Lot, he's been nothing but trouble since we left Ur of the Chaldees.
那个罗德一直给我麻烦。
You know, I had to go rescue him back in chapter 14.
在十四章我还要去跟人家打仗把他救回来。
He could have lived anywhere. He chose to live near Sodom.
什么地方他可以到处都可以住，他偏偏要选择那个糟糕的城市去住。
I offered him the whole place. He chose to live there. I say, let him burn.
我给他这个地方，全地就给他随便他选，他就选那个地方，就让那个地方焚烧吧。
That's not what he did, right?
可是这不是亚伯兰做的，对不对
？But we do that sometimes, don't we?
有时候我们也有这种态度，对不对
？With people who don't believe.
当一些人硬信不信的时候
，You know, we say, Ah, I'm so tired of you.
我们说我实在是非常烦了。
If you just, you know, get a job or quit your job or start doing this or stop doing this, you know, just get your life together.
你只要做这做那个，或者说，把你的生活搞好一点嘛。
And we forget that the only reason that we know right from wrong.
可是我们常常忘记了，唯一的原因我们知道是对是错的。
Is that God has given us His Word.
是神把他的话语赐给我们。
And that He has given us the grace to understand it and believe it.
给我们恩典，让我们知道明白他的话语，而且相信他的话语。
And if it weren't for His grace, someone would be saying that about us.
假如不是因为他的恩典的话，没有人能够帮助我们。
Abraham was concerned. He cared enough about Lot to intercede.
亚伯拉罕关心罗德到一个地步，他愿意为他代祷。
Another thing.
另外一样事情。
Abraham trusted God's justice.
亚伯拉罕信靠神的公义。
Remember he said, "Will not the judge of all the earth do right?"
记不记得他在经文里面有讲的说，全地审判全地公义的主，有这句话对不对
？He was watchful, he was concerned, and he trusted God's justice.
他警醒，他关心，他也信靠神的公义。
Now I think we have room to work on these, but by and large we're pretty good so far.
我知道我们每个人的生命里面这三点都有一些地方我们可以继续努力的，可是基本来讲我们都还不错。
We need to learn to be more watchful.
我们需要学习更警醒。
We need to be more concerned.
我们需要学习更多的关心。
I think, by and large, we pretty much trust God's justice.
我相信我们大半的人都相当相信神的公义。
But there is one other thing, one other quality that Abraham demonstrated, I think we need to improve on.
可是我觉得亚伯兰这里呈现出他有一种特质是我们每个人都需要的。
That is need to improve more than the others.
这个更比其他更需要。
Abraham believed that his prayers made a difference.
亚伯兰相信他的祷告会有影响力。
You see, he approached God in fear.
你知道他在敬畏中亲近神。
He did not take it lightly.
他并不是觉得这些事情很普通，很等闲视之。
He wasn't just praying because his Sunday school teacher told him he should do it.
他祷告不是因为主日学老师告诉他你该祷告。
He prayed because he knew it mattered.
他祷告是因为他知道他祷告是有影响力。
Even though he was scared to death.
即使他害怕的要死，他还是要祷告。
If you read what he says, he was afraid to talk to God this way.
你看这个经文里面，你发觉他好像是很害怕，很怕跟神这样讲话。
Sometimes we don't believe that our prayers make a difference.
很多时候我们不认为，不相信我们的祷告有影响。
Because we have a general confidence that God will do what's right anyway.
因为我们一般来讲有一个相信说神会做对的事情。
But you know, if we treat prayer that way,
可是你知道，假如我们带着这样一个态度来祷告，
God will not use us to pray in response to His prompting.
神就不会使用我们成为一个回应他催逼而祷告的人。
He won't trust us to pray as He leads.
他不会把祷告交托给我们，让我们来为事情祷告。
It's true that God is in control of the universe.
没错，神掌管天上地下一切。
But that truth applied incorrectly will paralyze our prayer.
可是这个真理假如应用的不对，会使得我们整个生命都完全瘫痪。
God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out His plans.
神在主权里面拣选你跟我的祷告来成就他的计划。
If we are the kind of people God can count on to pray in response to His prompting.
假如我们是神信得过说他催逼我们这位祷告的人的话。
If we are that kind of person, He will use us to guide planes safely down from the sky.
假如是那种人，他能够使用我们安全的使这个飞机能够着陆的话。
He will use us to rid our neighborhoods of the work of Satan.
然后他就会使用我们在我们的社区，在我们所住的地方，把撒旦工作全部连根拔起。
And He will use us to lead people by prayer into the kingdom of God.
他会使用我们的祷告把人带到神的国度里面。
God has revealed Himself to us.
神把他自己显明给我们看。
He has chosen us so that we can pray.
他拣选我们使得我们能够祷告。
It's an awesome responsibility.
这是一个非常大非常大的一个责任。
It's an incredible privilege.
也是一个非常不可思议的一个特权。
What kind of a person can God count on to pray in response to His prompting?
什么样的人神能够信赖的你，使得你能够回应他的催逼来祷告呢？
Someone who is watchful.
就是这种人他是警醒的。
Someone who is concerned.
他是关怀人的。
Someone who trusts God's justice.
他是信得过神是公义的。
And someone who believes his prayers make a difference.
而且这样最重要，他信得过他的祷告会有影响力。
Because God has sovereignly chosen to use our prayers to carry out His plans.
因为神拣选你跟我的祷告来成就他的计划。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this privilege.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你赐给我们这样一个特权。
To be called to pray.
是呼召我们成为一个祷告的人。
Pray that you would make us a people who are praying people.
我们祷告，希望你使得我们每一个人成为一个祷告的人。
You have revealed yourself to us in your word.
你在你的话语中间显明你自己了。
I pray that you would lead us to pray.
我们祈求你引领我们祷告。
That we'd be faithful to pray.
我们能够忠心的祷告。
And that you would answer as we pray.
而且当我们祷告的时候，你会回应。
Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，教导我们如何祷告。
In the name of the Father.
奉天父的名。
In the Son.
奉圣子的名。
And in the Holy Spirit.
奉圣灵的名。
Amen.
Amen.